I understand that we have some news on the accommodation that will should be available for the derby. What can you tell me?
Yeah, if people can check out on the website toaster-racecourse.co.uk, we've put up on there some selections of what accommodation will be available for Derby final night. So, yeah, people can go on there now and have a look what there is. Within days, that will be available to get booked up, and hopefully we'll be allowed people into the race course, but I would recommend booking early.
Yeah, I was looking at the accommodation because I was originally involved in the first conversation with Kevin when the whole thing was dreamed up about the whole sort of glamping concept, and I can just picture lots and lots of dog people accumulating up from sort of the Friday night onwards, and a couple of late nights and talking rubbish for hours, and then just being able to toddle off to their. To their pods or their tent or whatever it is. Do we have any idea yet how many people they'll be able to accommodate?
At the moment, we're hoping it is going to be up to about 2,000 people. Because obviously, some of the pods will be four men, six men, sorry, six berth, four berth. Politically correct there. And again, the glamping tents can various sizes, so it will actually ramp up quite a lot how many people you can get. It doesn't. It sounds an awful lot, but actually, when you then divide it down into the different units, it isn't an awful lot, and obviously the site is very large, so we have the space to do that.
Yeah, I know
But
that. Rick.
you are spot on in terms of that. That's what we want people to do. We want them to come the Friday night, stay over, have a few drinks, enjoy the entertainment, chat with like-minded greyhound people into the early hours of the morning about who's the fastest dog ever or whatever like that, and then same again Saturday, and they're on site and they can enjoy everything. Make it a real festival weekend.
Yeah, the one analogy I can only ever come to for this it would be Clonmel, wouldn't it, for the coursing week.
Yeah.
You can imagine a similar kind of atmosphere, couldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, with Clonmel, everyone decamps into the town and there's hotels all over the place. But I think if Clonmel weekend, you sort of walk into any pub in there and you'll see someone and that's what we want for Toaster for that weekend.
Yeah, I certainly having. I've loved Clonmel over the years, and certainly get that opportunity to sit down with people who have a few minutes to spare that you would never normally at a dog meeting because there's races going on, announcements coming. You don't get a chance to talk to some of these people, and it gives you a chance to make a few friendships over a period of a few hours and actually get to know the people. But so I'm looking forward to it. So the weekend we should be up and running, yeah.
Hopefully so. Yeah. I mean, we're working on a few things now. We've got it up there. We're testing it at the moment, and it should be live within the next few days for people to book.